With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Inflation is sapping the purchasing power of Americans.
The Commerce Department says personal spending rose a solid 0.5% in February from the previous month before adjusting for inflation. But workers' incomes slipped 0.1% in February. That's the first decline since October. Also a key measure of inflation, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index rose 0.4% in February from the previous month. That's before the war in Iran spiked gas prices, and that's a sign that everyday costs were higher before the conflict began. On Friday, the government releases the Consumer Price Index for March. It will be the first report to reflect the impact of higher gas prices from the Iran war. Donna Water, Washington.
A former NYPD police officer is going to prison for throwing a cooler that caused a fatal crash.
The sentence was 3 to 9 years for former Sergeant Eric Duran. He was convicted of manslaughter. In 2023, Duran tossed a picnic cooler full of drinks at a fleeing suspect, Eric Dupre, who then crashed his motorized scooter and died. Hawk Newsom is with Black Lives Matter.
For today, we got it right.
Arthur Adela is Duran's attorney.
Sergeant Duran never acted with malice. He wanted to save someone. His whole career, he was protecting people.
Duran is the first former NYPD officer sentenced to prison for an on-duty death in at least two decades. I'm Ed Donahue.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has authorized direct negotiations with Lebanon aimed at disarming Iranian-backed Hezbollah militants and establishing relations between the neighbors. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 275 points, the Nasdaq rose 187, the S&P 500 advanced by 41. This is SRN News. Quebec bans prayer.
Lawmakers in the Canadian province have passed a measure outlawing prayer and any other display of religious devotion in public as part of a sweeping effort to make Quebec more secular. That means government workers can't wear a cross, public hospitals can't serve kosher meals, and you can't hold a prayer meeting on the quadrangle at a public university. Clergy and various ministries fought the legislation to no avail. Michael Harrington reporting.
The race for a U.S. Senate seat in Michigan is being clouded by controversy. Democratic candidate Abdul El-Sayed is campaigning with a popular online personality who's made anti-Semitic comments. Hassan Piker has stated that Hamas is 1,000 times better than Israel, has described Orthodox Jews as inbred, and believes that America deserved 9/11. The 34-year-old Turkish-American has 1.8 million followers on YouTube. This is SRN News. The United Kingdom and Norway are trying to deter Russian submarines operating in the North Atlantic. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Britain, Norway, and other countries are engaging in a weeks-long operation to deter Russian spy submarines near undersea cables in the North Atlantic, the UK defence chief says, accusing Moscow of using the distraction of the Iran war to ramp up malign activity against Europe. John Healy says a Royal Navy frigate, aircraft, and hundreds of personnel have been involved in tracking a Russian attack sub and two spy submarines, aiming at preventing the vessels from carrying out what he calls nefarious operations. NATO countries have repeatedly expressed concern that Russia could use its fleet of spy ships to hit global communications. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.